Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for community comment. I will be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week, I'd like to recognize the efforts of our local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross was founded in 1881 and is a nonprofit humanitarian organization that provides emergency assistance, disaster relief, and disaster preparedness education. The efforts of the American Red Cross are becoming even more critical. There's no longer a distinction between the disaster and non-disaster seasons. Catastrophic natural disasters are occurring year-round, whether that be heat waves, fires, winter storms, or hurricanes. The scope of what is being faced globally has led to the American Red Cross working directly with other nations' Red Cross organizations. Here in the U.S., the American Red Cross is now planning for fire season in the West, like the Red Cross plans for hurricanes on the East Coast. They've already begun to stage necessary supplies and support for fire season, but resources are stretched. Our local American Red Cross has only one staff person, Andrew Bogar, and he oversees efforts in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Fire season has come early to Northern California, and there are multiple fires in Siskiyou and Shasta counties, and two Red Cross shelters are already open. All forecasting models predict an extremely dangerous fire season. Currently, our local Red Cross has 80 volunteers across the three-county area. Not nearly enough. Local trainings will take place for individuals looking to volunteer in this year's fire shelters. Once trained, you will need to be able to aid in a shelter for a week at a time. The Red Cross needs volunteers who have that flexibility. There's an onboarding process, and volunteers must pass a background check since you will be interacting with people at their most vulnerable times. Contact Andrew Bogar, B-O-G-A-R, on Facebook. He's the Bogar in Arcata. The three-hour trainings will occur on August 14th and August 17th. These will be in-person trainings at the Red Cross facilities in the office park near the airport in McKinleyville. All attendees will need to have been vaccinated since you will be working with all populations in the fire shelters. On a personal note, I was the director of our local Red Cross for a brief time in the early 90s before I was hired to teach at Humboldt State University. There are two things I remember from that time. One, the Red Cross had three-ring binders for every emergency and scenario one could ever imagine. The amount of effort that had gone into the planning and procedures for disasters was incredibly impressive. Even more impressive, though, were our local Red Cross volunteers, great people dedicated to serving our community and looking out for others. Do what you can to support our local American Red Cross, either through volunteering or making a contribution. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.